Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those proper old-school jungle moments that makes the room react, but we're doing it the smart way in Ableton Live 12. Automation first, effect second. The goal here is not just to slap on a rewind sound. We want the rewind to feel like part of the tune itself, like the drop has been physically grabbed, pulled back, and then slammed forward again with more attitude. That's the vibe. Human, musical, DJ-friendly, and heavy. So imagine the moment. The first drop is rolling. The ragga vocal hits. Somebody in the crowd shouts in their head, "Run that again." Then the tune snaps back. The energy resets, and when the replay lands, it hits harder than the first time. That is the exact feeling we're designing. Now, the first thing to understand is this. In jungle and DNB, rewinds are not just effects. They're arrangement tools. They're performance gestures. They say something to the listener. So instead of relying on a giant stack of random reverse sounds and whooshes, we're going to shape the rewind from the actual elements of the drop. Drums, bass, vocal, sends, filters, and gain. Start by grouping everything that belongs to the rewind into one dedicated group or section. Think drums, bass, ragga vocal chops, atmospheres, and your return effects. Keep it organized, because the cleaner your workflow is, the easier it is to automate with intent. If you're working in Ableton Live 12, this is where automation lanes become your best friend. You want to see the motion. You want to draw the energy shift deliberately. If you're using Rex, map a few key macros so you can control the whole rewind from a small set of moves. For example, one macro for drum low pass, one for bass filter, one for reverb send, one for delay feedback, one for overall drop mute or utility gain, and one for saturation drive. That way, you're shaping the whole moment like a single performance. Next, let's talk about the vocal. In a real jungle rewind, the vocal is often the trigger. It might be rewind, pull up, come again, or some chopped ragga phrase that gives the crowd that instant cultural cue. The vocal should not feel like a random sample sitting on top of the track. It should feel like it's conducting the transition. So place the vocal on its own track and process it with something like auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. Dart the vocal fairly open, then narrow it as you approach the rewind. A nice starting point is a band pass or low pass motion that begins bright enough to cut through, then darkens into the pullback. You can set the reverb to a long, dark decay, and add a short echo throw on the final syllable. Then automate the gain down right after the phrase lands, so it feels like the vocal is disappearing into the rewind rather than just stopping. One important detail here, crop the vocal so it lands just before the bar line if you can. That little bit of anticipation matters a lot in jungle. It makes the transition feel like it's happening in the pocket, not floating outside the groove. Now we get into the dropout itself. Don't just mute everything that can feel flat. Instead, peel the energy away. Start with the bass. Automate its gain down fast, or use a filter to make it suck back before silence. If you want a more dramatic feel, let the bass lose low-end presence first, then vanish. On the drum bus, automate a low-pass sweep. Start the cutoff high so the drums still feel full, then pull it down over the course of a bar. That creates the sensation of the whole break being dragged backward. If you want to add a little more character, introduce a subtle resonance bump. Not too much, just enough to make the sweep feel alive. And here's the big coach note. Think in energy physics, not just effects. A good rewind has mass. The low end gets removed. The mid-range becomes more focused. The stereo image narrows a bit before the transition, then opens up again when the drop returns. If you automate gain only, the moment can feel weak. Use gain, filter, send levels, and width together, and suddenly the whole system feels like it's being physically pulled back. This is also a great place to create a focus lane. Right before the rewind, simplify the arrangement so the ear has one thing to lock onto. Maybe it's just the vocal shard and a snare pickup. Maybe it's a ride pattern. Maybe it's a tiny break accent. The point is to make the rewind readable. In jungle, the best pullbacks often feel clear, not crowded. You can even use silence as a weapon. A tiny dead pocket before the vocal or before the snapback can be incredibly aggressive. Sometimes that little gap is what makes the crowd lean in. Now let's make it physical. Resample the rewind movement. Route the group or the section to a new audio track. Record the vocal call and the pullback motion. Then edit that new audio clip. Reverse it. Trim it. Shape the start with a short fade if needed so it doesn't click. This is where the rewind starts to sound real instead of pasted on. Once you've reversed the resampled audio, you can layer another reversed break tail or snare slice underneath it. That adds that dusty, jungle-specific feel. You're not just reversing one random FX file, you're reversing the actual groove. If you want extra character, send the resampled rewind through a little grain delay, a touch of redux, or a bit of saturator in soft clip mode. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to turn it into a digital mess. We just want enough grit that it sounds like it belongs in a dubplate culture context. Now pay attention to the breakbeat itself. The rewind should still feel like jungle, so don't wash the drums out too much. If you have a sliced break or a loop, use drum bus to add a bit of weight and transient control. Glue compressor can help if the loop is loose. Autopan can add subtle movement, but don't let it steal the center from the low end. On the rewind bar, try a quick snare pickup or a ghost note before the stop. That little detail creates call and response. It makes the break feel like it's answering the vocal. Then, right at the last beat, give it a hard stop or a microgate feel. That's the snatchback. And here's a really important DNB move. When the replay comes back in, don't just repeat the first drop exactly. The rewind has to earn something. Make the second statement more dangerous. Maybe the bass line is slightly different. Maybe the first bass hit is filtered. Maybe the res is wider in the mids, but the sub stays mono. Maybe there's a ghost note pickup leading into the new phrase. For the bass layer, keep everything below about 100 to 128c mono and stable. Widen the mid layer if you want, but keep the sub locked down. That's what keeps the rewind powerful on a proper system. If the low end gets too wide or muddy, the whole thing loses impact. Use a low pass opening on the reed entry if you want the bass to feel like it's being revealed. Start darker, then open it as the new phrase begins. Add a little saturation if you need more mid-range presence. But remember, distort the mids, not the sub. That's how you get aggression without ruining the foundation. Now let's finish the transition like a DJ would. Use send automation for your ambience. Don't just leave reverb and delay hanging everywhere. Bike the sends only at the end of the phrase. Let the vocal hit the reverb hard for a moment. Let the snare throw a short echo. Let the final drum hit bloom into space. Then pull the space away before the new drop lands. If you want a reverse riser or impact layer, keep it tonal. A reversed cymbal, a little noise burst, a sub thud, or a filtered break tail can all work, but keep the bright stuff controlled. Too much white noise brightness can make the moment feel too polished, too atom. We want dusty, tense, and system-friendly. Placement matters too. The rewind should usually sit at a phrase boundary. End of an 8-bar or 16-bar section is ideal. That makes it easy for listeners to follow and easy for DJs to mix around. In a track structure, a strong example might be intro, first drop, development, a 2-bar rewind, then a heavier replay with one new detail. That's classic, effective, and very playable. If you want to push it further, try a double rewind fake out later on in the arrangement. Make the first rewind sound like it's returning to the drop, then cut it again with a second shorter pullback. Or try a ghost rewind where a faint break texture and vocal tail keep running underneath, making the track feel haunted rather than paused. Those are advanced tricks, but they can be wicked in darker rollers. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the rewind too long. Indeed, NB, a rewind that drags loses energy fast. Don't rely on effects alone. Build it from the arrangement. Don't leave the sub muddy. Clean it up hard before the pullback. Don't make the reverse effects too bright. Filter them. And don't forget that the replay has to change somehow. Even one small variation is enough to justify the rewind. Here's a really useful practice move. Once you've built the automation and it feels right, bounce or resample the section to audio. Treat it like a chop dubplate performance. That makes it easier to keep editing the moment as a real musical event, instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI and forgetting the vibe. So the workflow is simple, but the mindset matters. Shape the energy first. Make the vocal trigger the moment. Peel away the drums and bass with filters and gain. Resample the motion. Reverse it. Add a little grit and atmosphere. Then bring the drop back with more weight, more clarity, and at least one small change. That's how you get a rewind that feels like authentic jungle and old-school DNB energy, not just a preset trick. For your homework, take an existing 16-bar drop and build a 2-bar rewind into it. Duplicate the last 4 bars before the drop. Automate the bass and drums down over 1 bar. Put a rewind vocal chop on the last strong beat. Resample the transition. Reverse it. Layer 1 reversed break slice under it, and then re-enter the drop with one variation. Check it in mono. Check the low end. Make sure the second hit lands cleanly. If you do that right, you'll have a rewind moment that sounds like it belongs on a proper sound system, with that old-school crowd reaction feel and a modern Ableton workflow behind it. Big energy, clean control, and a reload that actually means something.